4.
Hello? Is that you, Dr. Z?
Brady has no time to play games with her. The snow is thickening every second, and Z-Boy's crappy old Malibu, with no snow tires and over 100,000 miles on the clock, will be no match for the storm once it really gets whooping. Under other circumstances, he'd want to know how she's even alive. But since he has no intention of turning back and rectifying that situation, it's a moot question.
You know who it is, and I know what you tried to do. Try it again, and I'll send in the men who are watching the building.
You're lucky to be alive, Freddy.
I wouldn't tempt fate a second time.
I'm sorry.
Almost whispering.
This is not the fuck you and fuck your mother riot girl Brady worked with on the cyber patrol. Yet she's not entirely broken, or she wouldn't have tried messing with the computer gear. Have you told anyone?
No!
She sounds horrified at the thought. Horrified is good. Will you?
No!
That's the right answer, because if you do, I'll know. You're under surveillance, Freddy. Remember it.
He ends the call without waiting for a reply, more furious with her for being alive than for what she tried to do. Will she believe that fictitious men are watching the building, even though he left her for dead? He thinks so. She's had dealings with both Dr. Z and Z-Boy. Who knows how many other drones he might have at his command? In any case, there's nothing else he can do about it now. Brady has a long, long history of blaming others for his problems, and now he blames Freddy for not dying when she was supposed to. He drops the Malibu's gear shift into drive and steps on the gas. The tires spin in the thin carpet of snow covering the defunct Porno Palace's parking lot, but catch once they get on the state road again, where the formerly brown soft shoulders are now turning white. Brady eases Z-Boy's car up to 60. That will soon be too fast for conditions, but he'll hold the needle there as long as he can.